every Green Diva needs a sidekick. At the Green Divas radio show, they're called Green Dudes. Time now for a deeper shade of green from a guy's perspective.
Wow, I am like so in love with this children's book called Please Don't Paint Our Planet Pink. And I'm very happy to be speaking today to the author, Greg Kleiner. Hi, Greg.
Hello, Meg. Thank you.
Yeah, I know we've been trying to connect, so I'm really happy we made it happen. And this book is so clever. And I love, you know, you have a great Bill McKibben quote on the cover, of course, you know, and if people don't know the founder of 350.org, go check it out. He says, I've often wondered what would happen if CO2 were visible. Now I know. So talk to us a little bit about your inspiration to do this book and what the story is really about.
Well, okay, yeah, it's, you know, the inspiration really was, I think, my two children who are going to inherit the climate in whatever state it's in.
Right.
And that was keeping me up nights and worrying me, and what can I do as a writer to contribute in some way to the climate change situation. So I decided to write this story that imagines what if carbon dioxide were pink? What if it were a shade of pink that we could see? We would see it puffing out of factories. It's making all the stuff we buy, and out behind our cars and buses and even above the butts of cows.
Yeah, right, the methane, yeah.
Right. And I just wondered what would, you know, it would be real different. The problem with carbon dioxide and climate change is we can't really see it. It's not tangible until we start feeling the impacts of drought and rising oceans and things like this. But how can we visualize it in advance so we can take action? And I decided to target it towards children, but the book really resonates with adults as well. And the adults who have read it had told me, well, I learned something there as well.
Oh, absolutely. So, and I love on the cover, like the sort of subhead, whatever, is a story for children and their adults.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and tell me why you chose the color pink, just out of curiosity.
You know, people ask me that, and some people say, oh, that's not a great color because it represents, you know, the cancer battles, which is fine. The pink just came partly for the alliteration, planet and pink.
Yeah.
But it also, there's a gender stereotyping thread that's very subtle and mostly for adults who read the book that flows through this about the father asking his son at one point, you know, why don't men wear more pink? Why is that color so
right
for women and girls?
Right.
And so that kind of is this little sub thread running through the short.
That's
book.
Funny. My husband, who's, you know, very macho, he looks so good in a pink button-down Oxford. And it took me a while to get him, like, comfortable with wearing it because, you know,
yeah,
it's kind of funny.
Yeah, that's a stereotypical thing,
yeah.
Cultural, really.
Yeah.
When I read from the book, I wear a pair of pink suspenders and a pink tie and pull out the green goggles.
Well, it's also a little bit, how do I put it, it feels non-threatening. You know, if it were brown, it would just be like, ew, ugly and scary. You know what I mean? Like, this is sort of
right,
a non-threatening
right
way to describe to children what this really is. Like, let's not be, you know, too doomsday
right
about it. But here you go. This is what it is.
Yeah, and that was a challenge with the book because you want with children especially, and this book is really geared for maybe 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, someone in that range of
yeah
kids. It's not for tiny kids.
Yeah.
But how do you present enough of the science, just enough to get them interested?
Yeah.
And there's some humor to get them engaged. And then the storyline. So the father is trying to get the 9-year-old son to use his imagination to see this shade of pink that nobody can see, which confuses the little kid. But eventually he gets it. So it's you know, that balance of enough science, enough humor, then there's these gorgeous watercolor illustrations that a local unschooled artist did, Laurel Thompson, who did a great job.
Oh, I love her work, and I love this book. It really is for everyone, and I'm really grateful to have my hands on one. And I know we had a few that we were going to try to give away during our campaign, and I think I'm going to, you know, kind of read one. My grandson's 5, and he's very precocious, and he's very science oriented. He loves science, loves it. So I'm going to try it out on him.
Yeah, it's really ideal for an adult to read with a kid or a child, because then the discussion can ensue about carbon dioxide and where it comes from and how we're burning the stuff that's buried and how that pink might show up in their lives. So it's kind of fun in that way.
There's so many levels. It's just so clever and well done. And I'm really glad that you're doing that. Now, tell us quickly about your novel, because I'm kind of curious about that.
Oh, I wrote a novel a number of years ago now that is it's a story of a bunch of people, elders I call them, in their 70s and 80s, who move in together in a big old rambling house in a small town in Oregon to avoid going into the nursing home. So they rally together and kind of live it up in their late years. It's a lot of fun as well, but also takes on a serious issue of, you know, aging and death and dying and that sort of thing.
Wow.
So that's kind of at the opposite end of the spectrum. This one's for the smaller kids who are going to inherit the future that we've all created.
Well, it's kind of full circle, actually, and I all of it is very thoughtful, so I want to read your novel now. And can you tell folks where they can where the best place to go find out about this book and other books are for viewers?
Well, you know, I always like to support the independent bookstores. Most of them can order it. It's available through Partners West, a distributor, and various other places. It is available on Amazon, but I would sure encourage you to try your local bookseller first and have them order it.
I love that. And the name again, and just in case you didn't write it down before, it's Please Don't Paint Our Planet Pink. By Greg Kleiner. Thank you so much for calling, Greg, and I hope we get to talk again soon.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, Meg. Take care.
Want more information on this Green Dude segment and other ideas for low-stress green living? Go to thegreendivas.com. That's THEGreenDivas.com.